It's time to hear more from this iconic TikToker from Four Ways, Halle B. Berry, who graced us with her first ever radio interview ever for one of the biggest TikTok entertainers in the world, who literally makes the day of 2.5 million people and more every single day on TikTok. So, I mean, Mama Halle's so famous. Kid daughter Halle is so famous. I heard that. How could you do this? This is what happens when you get invested in a soapy and you get upset with what the writers do to the characters. You're like, how could you do this to somebody? Mama Halle, no, it wasn't. Kid Halle failed.
She failed.
Grade 9.
She had to fail grade 9. I feel like with what happened last year and what's been happening with COVID and the economy, a lot of people have gone through a lot. Right. So she had to fail so that people that are failing or have failed could relate with her. Wow. And I know a lot of them were saying, little Halle, I'm going through the same thing. We got this. Let's push through this year. Let's do better. So she had to do that. So also the parents know to not to be too harsh on their kids as well. You know, failing is not the end of the world.
Totally.
I feel like it's giving you a second chance to try again. As long as you're alive, that's a second life, giving you a second chance to try again.
It's actually very beautiful the way that you now are describing the fact that you create characters that are relatable, going on the journey with the kind of audience that you have. What are they called? The dream berries.
The dream berries.
Why are they called that? The your dream fans. Berries.
So that's how we came up with the name. One day in the live, I was like, okay, dream. I was like, okay, guys. So we need a name. You know, right. What do we classify ourselves? And then some people were like, okay, let's say berries, and others were like dreamers or dream. And then I was like, why don't we put it together 50-50, dream berries, just to sort out the issue. And they've given me so much support. I have learned so much from them. I grow from them. Sometimes they, you know, with my gown, my Mahali stable gown is pink color.
Yes.
And so some of them were getting a little bit too tired of her. They're like, okay, can you take off that gown? Maybe let's switch it up. So I was like, okay, I'll give you guys what you want. So, okay, I changed my gown, and then now we have a different colored one. Some will be like, bring it back. So I do bring it back sometimes. So I do listen to them, and they advise me. We just grow together, and it's just been such a beautiful journey. Dream berries are the most supportive and loving followers, to be honest. And they motivate me. They keep me going. Each day I feel like I'm not motivated. I think about them. I was like, how are they going to react when they see a video? Let's do this.
Sounds like they should be called the Berry Hive.
Yes,
like there's something in it.
So.
They sound as loving as Beyonce's people, which I'm a part of, to be fair. Very loving and supportive of Beyonce. So there are so many characters, though. This world is very big. Halle's mother has friends.
Yes.
Halle's mother has a questionable husband.
He's going through a lot, but he's trying. You know, we have New Year's resolutions.
Just stop drinking.
Yes, and he's doing much better. You know, we're very, very proud of him.
Good.
We've got Coco Halle, and we've got Miriam, which is this American lady, snobbish. And then we've got a lady from the UK with her daughter, and they're a little bit, like, also snobbish. So, but I think the dynamic works.
And are all of these voices fighting in your head? Like, who do you feel the most like?
It depends. Like, even my friends now, when we go on dinner dates, they're like, okay, who's here today? Do we have Miriam? Do we have Mama Samantha or Mama Halle? So Mama Halle is, I mean, I'm not that dramatic, but I feel like if I'm in a situation that will let Mama Halle out, I will unleash her.
Amazing.
She will come out.
I just want you to show us, though, Halle, Halle B. Berry, not Mama or daughter Halle. How quickly can you switch between them? Can you just give us a little bit of them? Like, I mean, if you're able to.
Hey, Halle, so we are going to the radio, right? You need to behave. Don't embarrass me. Okay, Mama, but you know me, I'm the star of the family, so I'm going to try and contain myself.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That is great.
Can we get another contract for her so we can have a fifth member of the team, but it's also now like 10 members? Like, we have a cast. Halle B. Berry is here. She's got 2.4, 2.5 million followers on TikTok. She's one of the great content creators and TikTok video stars of the whole world with huge numbers of fans. And she's from Johannesburg. She's a South African, and she's on 5. And you can go and watch a TikTok of Halle B. Berry, her characters acting as though it's their first time on a radio station. It's on 5FM on TikTok, and go find her on TikTok herself. And the full interview is on catch up on 5FM.co.za.